There are a couple of things to report. I don't even know where to begin. The practice has become very alive, and very, very interesting for me, because I think I finally understand now. I always know in theory that, you know, there's not, shouldn't be a difference between awareness in sitting or walking, and the daily activities are just as important. I understood it in theory, but I could not bring myself to do it. I think now for me, the sitting, I only view the sitting or the walking as a means to discipline myself and to restrain myself from just enjoying. And I think I realized that actually the bringing awareness while doing the activity is more interesting for me. Because while flossing the teeth or washing the face or making bed, I am still aware. And that is so much more, I don't know how to say that, but it feels like more liberating. That's the first thing.
ตัวอัตโนมัติตัวแต่ชินมาดูเบ้อะไรพอเสร็จแล้วเนี่ยก็มาเลยอ่ะอืมอกุมาตัวโปนาเลยล่ะแหละอีโนอ่ะจาเวจาปูแหละเรียกบอกไดตัวอ่ะไม่ติดดาแม้ดาที่รู้เลยใช่ดิแหละแต่แม้ตะแกขันษาลงไม่เอาอกุတော့ဒီมาอัตโนเนี่ยตัวท่านน่ะชอบดาโกโกไสโกดิสซิปลินไปดาป่ะ
So
this happens to yogis, this inability to make everything equal, because their attitude is one of valuing the sitting, preferring it, believing it's better, gives you more mindfulness, and therefore not really bringing it into the other activities as dedicatedly.
Sitting Dhamma
Hall says next time he has a retreat, he's going to say there's no Dhamma Hall. So then we will see what yogis do about sitting or whatever they have to do.
Dhamma Hall ngāriya mo, but
yeah. Less money also, he said, no need to hire a Dhamma Hall, no need to hire that big room.
And I think also because viewing the doing the activities as meditation, I realize that the problem of the tension in the mind, in the body that I have been having, comes from the fact that I've been rushing. I've been rushing to finish that in order to do the next one. And now by just doing it, you know, and finding it very interesting, because I could see how the mind could stay in one place and why it wanders, and it's just very relaxing.
And you know, sika not kulo po lon ni ro sika mye tin ni ro a thwe thwe bai ma ba jaw le tu a myan ma myin u le a ku sika dong dong cha lai do phisop pa ma be ti ya la. Now to cool, Masinzao, relaxing
Peter. Yeah, well,
the chain dial, the yalu, you saw. The yalu.
Okay. I don't care.
Yeah, this is how it should be.
And I have the next question. I realized that for me in my experience, there seem to be the art to cast awareness in my experience. There's awareness of recognizing one thing after another, seeing sights, sensations in the thinking mind. Mm. And there are times when there's awareness of several things at the same time. Mm. And that awareness, in that awareness, there is much less judging.
The second time?
Yes, mm. of what's happening.
Mm. သူပြောတယ်သူသူ့အတွေ့အကြုံမှာတတိယနှစ်မျိုးရှိတယ်တစ်ခုကအာယုံတစ်ခုပြီးတစ်ခုတည်တာနောက်တစ်ခုကအာယုံနေအများကြီးကိုတပြိုင်တည်းတည်တာအဲ့ဒီဒုတိယဟာကျတော့စိတ်ကသိ judgment လို့ဖြစ်နေတာကိုသိကြတယ်ဟုတ်
တ
ယ် You're right
ဘာကွာလဲဆိုတော့တစ်ခုချင်းတည်တာအာယုံကများတယ်
Yeah. He says when we know one object at after another, the attention is more on the object. When we know a few objects at the same time, actually the attention is more on the mind that knows. Even though we may not see it so clearly, but the attention is more this way. Yeah.
Excuse me, I have several comments. First, is it a negative and a pessimistic view in the nature of a thinking mind? The reason because it seems like all those negative or pessimistic parts arise more than anything else.
Nature of a thinking mind. Do you have about what negative and pessimistic pit negative la le ba pit lo so ra negative and pessimistic အတွေးတွေအဖြစ်တာများလို့
အတွေးရောအဆင်းပဲအတွေးရ neutral ပဲအဓိကပြာကွာတာက motivation အနောက်မှာပါတာလက်ကော
The nature of thinking mind is just to think. It's only a function. So its nature is neither pessimistic nor optimistic, negative nor positive. It is only a function. It's like your hammer. The hammer can't think, you know? Yeah, the hammer can't think. So the thinking is like that. It's like a hammer. But who is holding the hammer? This makes a difference. So is there a lot of defilements in the mind? Then the defilements will do the thinking. If there's a lot of unwholesome minds, the unwholesome will do the thinking. If there's a lot of wholesome mind, the wholesome will do the thinking.
Thinking, kiri da, ဟုတ်တယ်လေဆိုတော့အတွေးနဲ့ feeling ကိုမသိတာများတယ်။ဒါထင်ရှားတယ်။ဒါတိလို့လွယ်တယ်။ကိလေသာကိုကြတော့နည်းနည်းညာအကောင်းမှတိလို့ရတယ်။အတွေးကကိလေသာမဟုတ်ဘူး။ feeling ကလည်းကိလေသာမဟုတ်ဘူး။အတွေးကအတွေးပဲ feeling က feeling ပဲ။ကိလေသာ
။ So what yogis don't usually realize is that when we have wholesome or unwholesome minds, we have at the same time we have thoughts and feelings.And what we know most clearly are the thoughts and the feelings. But the thoughts and the feelings are just thoughts and feelings. They are not the wholesome or the unwholesome.
Mm-hmm.
They are just a function, a feeling that reflects the wholesome or the unwholesome. And we usually know the thought or the feeling and not we do not recognize the quality that is motivating or supporting the thought or the feeling at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to also learn to recognize the wholesome quality or the unwholesome quality that is feeding the thought or the feeling.
My second comment is that sometimes during the meditation, it seems like I felt a lot of energy to stop meditating. Mind become very, very agitated.
You mean to stop sitting meditation or to stop meditation altogether?
At that time, just meditation altogether. When
altogether, okay. When so you don't want to be aware at all?
Even, yes, that's correct. Even if I try to turn the subject or try to open my eyes, it's still that. So my urge was to stand up and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I did that, I mean, walk out of the hall, and then do a lot of walking meditation, and also then everything disappears, I mean, all the agitation kind of stops.
So it was more that you wanted to stop sitting, not that you wanted to stop meditation.
I don't know, that's the question. I don't know.
Okay. Dhruva, Dhruva, dia thai nao, dia ato de lu, you saro. Dhruva, dhruva thai nere che ma agitation ni de la ra, tu tha jin ne re. Anyhow, dhruva, dia ama thau chin nao lu zaga tau ne. Dhruva, dia ama thau chin na la, ma thai jin na la, so dia ama thau chin na re. Ba so tu tha bro, thua tha bro, tha bro, thua tha bro. Tha bro, thua tha bro, zin ya shao de le. Ero, a ro thau chin na mo, thai nga ma thai jin na. He says, it's not that you want to, it's not that you don't want to sit or that you don't want to meditate, it's that you don't want to face the defilement. Because at that time there's so much agitation.
Run away, and the mind doesn't want to face the agitation.
Because if you continue in that posture, this thing is going to get stronger and stronger.
Yeah.
So you want to run away from this agitation.
Okay, so what should I do?
Oh, very obviously, face that agitation.
But I thought about that. Then if I did that, would that create greed?
Oh, no. This is, you should do this. You should do this. You must. Your responsibility is three things. Whatever happening, number one, try to think right way, right view. But the defilement is nature. This is not impersonal. This is not personal. This is impersonal, right? Second, be mindful of this. Why? We want to understand. Okay. Third, we try to maintain awareness continuously with this object. Okay. This is your responsibility. Whatever happening is not your responsibility. It is a cause and effect process. This is a nature, right?
Yeah.
Experience is object. Any experience, good experience or bad experience, become as an object. So why you are watching the agitation?
Yeah.
We want to know, we want to understand this nature of agitation. What it is, how this happened, why this happened. Anything about some understanding from this experience. So we need to learn from this experience, right? So don't run away, face it and learn it. Right? Watch and learn. This is mean watch and learn. This is our responsibility.
Learn from it.
From it, from this experience.
Learn from it.
Yeah, right.
Face it and learn from it.
Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. And my last question is like with a skill awareness. Like I'm with years of experience, can someone read somebody else's mind?
I told you, my idea is that the child will say, "Go, follow your love."
Say, "Jump, nah, and basic the bawa." Say, "The bawa, nah, lay, you just say, follow your."
If you understand the nature of the mind. You can make a good guess.
Good guess.
Yeah. But it's not that you read directly.
70%, 80%, not 100%.
But it's not that you read directly.
That's what Pablo is saying about what basic I do this.
Yeah.
It's
mostly it depends on our wisdom, how closely we can guess.
And my last question is, when we are talking, at the same time, can we keep awareness?
Just practice a lot. Try to practice every time you speak.
But with that, with the slow talking,
beginning slowly
speech,
maybe you can start by beginning slowly, but you must be able to speak normally.
Now you can try, you know your sound, you know your face, action, you know your feeling, you know your thinking, what you want to talk. Now you can try, right?
Yeah.
Just experience, practice again and again and again, then become more easier and easier. But the most difficult thing is when you're talking time, be mindful, because the mind have a many step. If you're not skillful, how to watch your mind is more difficult, because the mind have many activities there.
Yeah.
So if you cannot know your mind, then the mind is lost in thought, lost in your mind. But physical, only you, where the physical is not now. Physical, feeling, thought. So you need to more skillful how to watch your mental state. Okay?
Thank you.
Oh, I thought that's for 12.
So I'd like to report on my practice. When I first wake up in the morning, so I try to aware of the seeing arise at that moment, and so that I pay attention to the intention to stand up, and the movement of the body when I go to the restroom to wash my face, to brush my teeth. I pay attention, aware of the movement, the sound, and when the body sense touch the water, I feel the heat, either the heat or cold. I try to aware of all the sensation, feeling, when the body sense touch the object. So sometimes it's the hardness, softness, heat or cold. And,
do you aware of your feeling also that time, mentally feeling?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And but also, do you check your awareness present that time?
I try. Since Sayadaw gave me a lot of information about your awareness, so I pay attention more than awareness to the more than to the object, because. When I observe the feeling, even when I'm sitting, or when I'm walking, or I do activity in daily life, so I pay more attention to the feeling, because I know when is the unpleasant or pleasant feeling arise, that's reflect, that's the cause of the thinking. Mm. And when the unpleasant.
No. Feeling is not cause the thing. It is a
relationship.
Relationship.
Yes.
You can say.
The effect.
Yeah. Beginning is the because of thought, the emotion comes.
Yes.
Emotion strong.
Yeah.
He's supposed to continue thinking. Thinking and feeling is a relationship. Beginning start with because of thought, because of idea, emotion comes. Because if emotion is strong, he's supposed to be continue thinking.
That's the effect, right?
Yeah, right. Cause and effect is.
The effect. Yes, so it's, and when the unpleasant feeling arises, I have to check what the thought arose before that, so I can know the cause. So I'd be more aware of the thought. And when I aware of the thought is, I know that is, all the thought is falling away very fast. And I just remind myself why I cling to those thought, because those thought is cause me the suffering. So
why you cling? How do you cling?
Cling.
Attach.
Oh, clean.
Clean. He heard clean instead of clean.
Okay. Oh, so sorry.
Attached to the
target. That's why attached to the target.
So it's the
Kuala
Lumpur
the more I practice, the more faith growing in me.
So I know surely it's not in this retreat, but I have to apply it in daily life also. Every time I have a difficulty, so I have to be more aware of the mind. I think everything comes from inside of this mind, not the object outside.
I know what this is about to deal with. I don't know if you have to ask me for art or whatever. A pianjang for my pitam home.
And when the unwholesome
people... Yeah, we don't know.
The outside is a trigger for our feelings, but our feelings are directly related to our beliefs and our thoughts. Yeah, that's the real like cause and effect relationship. The outside is like a trigger for it.
So for me, it's not only practice in here, it's there is a good condition arise at this moment for the last 10 days. But when we go back to the reality in daily life, things is not easy, not suitable like here. So I have to be more aware of the mind. Whatever I learn, whatever information I get from here, I have to apply in daily life. I have to really understand the arising of the mind and the object. I have to know clearly what caused the suffering. So because most of the time, so there is the idea of the I. So attached strong. Too much. So only the idea of that jump in, and then make judgment, conclusion, assumption, and it's make myself suffering. So I have to learn more and more to understand this mind.
Sick assumption, check the judgment, the low down, me are not go sick, but don't cut out there.
Yes.
I'm having, with mindfulness, I'm having difficulty being mindful from transitioning from one activity to another. Because I tend to do things normally in a very speedy type of way. I'm trying to remember that, but I always seem to forget, like, you know, getting up from meditation and standing up.
Where does the change start? When you are transitioning, what is the first step to making a transition, a physical transition?
The first step, what do you mean, when I get up, from sitting?
So what is the first, so say you are sitting and you want to stand. What is the first clue that you are going to stand?
I mean the mind.
What does the mind do?
What does it do? That's the problem.
No problem. This is no problem.
He says, do you want the answer or you want to check yourself?
I want to check myself when
So every time before you change activity, you wait first to see what the mind does before you start getting into the activity.
Okay, so check in with the mind first before actually the physical movement.
Yes. More obviously, when you're sitting and after the standing, right? What is starts?
Okay, what thoughts come up?
Yes, right.
Because it's so automatic sometimes.
So automatic, Yeah, you'll see, he said, if the awareness becomes fast enough, even if you are fast in moving, no matter how fast the body, the mind is faster.
I'm also noticing like the greed that comes up in the mind. Even with the practice, it's like I tell myself, okay, sit longer. It's like maybe you become more still and quiet. I think that's a great read, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lohba, mien, tiny, oh, dear, I took that up.
Shadow
says so, not sit longer, but be aware longer. How long we sit is not important. How long we can stay aware is important. There are people who sit long time but they are sleepy, so mindfulness is not continuous, then mindfulness is not there, it's not helpful.
It's the mind that tells me that, you know, that I should.
That's great.
You
in the first group.
I'm still figuring it out. So I don't have a proper wordings to put my practice. I've been doing practice and I think it is going very well. But I'm not coming to a very conclusive situation to put it to Sayado right now. So I'm waiting.
Anybody else?
First group you are.
Yesterday in the morning, I practiced with my thinking, mainly planning for the future. So I'm tired because that.
Tired.
Yes, because many planning.
Maybe future is not good.
Yes, no. I cannot easy to observe any object. So I'm boring about that. Easy to observe
the object. Then you have become boring.
Yes.
Oh.
It's not easy.
I heard easy because
But I think in that I have to accept situation. I try to relax.
Aware the object is how difficult?
Why
difficult?
Because my mind not calm down, not peaceful, not comfortable.
That is object.
Yeah.
That is object. You know, right?
Yes.
The mind is not calm, agitation. This is also become object.
Yes.
Right? So you can aware of this. Why difficult?
But I tired now. I am tired when
you watch this.
Like, yes.
I mean, is that you are not skillful to watch your emotion.
Yes.
Feeling. So to know is not difficult, right?
Yes.
To calm down is difficult.
Yes.
Right. So yes. Aware is not difficult. Aware is not difficult.
Yes.
Aware to observe is not difficult.
Yes.
But to calm down is difficult, right? So don't want to be calm down and just aware of what is happening. But you must have a right view. If you have a wrong view, you could become boring. Or because you want something, you cannot get it, become boring. So objective of meditation is not calm down.
Yes.
Try to understand as much as you can to have a right view about this nature, and you want to understand it, then aware it is. If emotion is so strong, you cannot, very difficult to watch it, that time you can change your physical object. Anapana or resting, falling or touching or some neutral object. Use neutral object to mind calm down first. Then come back your feeling.
Yes.
Okay? Yes. And?
So, and in the afternoon, my mind become more peaceful and comfortable.
Mm.
So...
What different? Why did it become like this? Do you notice?
I think because I relax and accept and yes.
Okay, so that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
So I understand that my meditation is good or not good. It's okay.
It's okay. Yeah, meditation is always good. happening experience is sometimes good, sometimes bad, right? Meditation is always must be good. Okay, good. Now you become learning, right?
Yes.
More understanding about the way to practice. This is more important, to understanding the way to practice. Okay.
Maybe
you
should leave the cup.
Maybe. Finish. No question? No talk?
Together.
Yeah,
right. So I find sort of the deeper we get into the time here, there's more kind of watching the watcher, kind of trying to know the knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Going for a walk and seeing all the details, but still seeing the mind, seeing the details,
mm.
and seeing the other things, and sort of seeing there are many things happening
mm.
all at once,
mm.
but working together, seeing the getting close to the greatest objects of aversion,
mm-hmm.
And seeing the different viewpoints
mm.
towards those objects,
mm.
and seeing the beliefs that create
mm.
the viewpoint.
Yeah.
So that's been interesting.
Mm. To after the nene yeah she la no ti lao nene po ti la le. La ni ba sha yin tu a phi yin a yu ni tu a te se yan ti tat dan. Dan tu a ra o le sik ka lou ni le lo ti de. Sik ka รู้สึกอ่ะตีดาเมียเลยเอ้าหลุดออกอลุหลุดตาเมียตัดอืมแต่ไส้ลุหลุดออกตีนี่ครับอืมแล้วเพราะไอ้ดอดาผิดแต่อายุตัวอ่ะไอ้อายุอเมียนชุดออกไม่ตวยไม่รู้ผิดแต่โหอายุมันสึกอ่ะเออชุดออกตัวเปล่าวิวไม่ตวยไม่รู้ไม่รู้ล่ะเลยพออะไรโกเมียนเลยอืม
And I think also kind of the amplification of different senses as different doors kind of open or close or shift, or even just when we came in and sat down and I closed my eyes and the buzz of the light was like 100 times louder than when my eyes were open, and sort of playing with those sensations and then what other sounds and kind of exploring how the mind tracks and changes.
Mm. So you got, I would cool.
And my question sort of twofold. One is about the changing of the sense doors and the tracks of the mind, and how is it possible, or is it just watching the amount or percentage going towards each of the tracks? Kind of like when a band records an album and they record each instrument on a different track and then they mix them together and they can make the saxophone louder or the guitar quieter. Do we have any sense of control, or are we just witnessing how they shift?
ကိုလာတဲ့အာယုံလေးကိုကတူနေလို့လို့ရလာတဲ့မဟုတ်ရင်သူတို့ကသူတို့သဘောကြကြလာတာကိုလက်ခံရုံပဲလာတဲ့သူကဘယ်လိုပြောလဲဆိုတော့ဥပမာတဲ့သူကတချင်းနေပါတယ်
Because so many things are happening in the mind, we can always choose which one we want to put our attention on, and that becomes
tuned
up for us. If we want to just watch feelings,
or
just awareness, I mean, if we're capable of doing it, you know, then we can choose to tune into whichever one we are able to tune into. Yeah, and the energy that moves the body and stuff like that.
And then my sort of more philosophical question was, in our kind of understanding or exploring in
the
There's a caveat for tuning. Because, of course, there will be many yogis who hear this on recording and want to tune into things just because that's what they like or prefer, and they don't want to know anything else. So he says only if we're skillful, we understand the mind, and we're doing it as a way to learn and become more skillful, but not to become attached to one thing only. Yeah.
So on that plane,
as a way of exploring,
I tuned into the object in the room that was the greatest aversion, and kind of gave it as much attention as humanly possible. Well,
that's not the object.
But just to sort of, and then seeing everything else that went on surrounding that
in
thing,
the mind,
without paying attention to, you know, the pattern of the carpet and the light in the room and all the a million other things happening. So my more theoretical question is, in kind of our understandings or explorations as we kind of dive into parts of the mind, it feels like there's sort of philosophical, a theoretical, and kind of an intellectual exploration. And then it feels like beyond that, there's this concept, there's not the concept, but there's knowing, and then there's kind of a more full knowing, and then it seems like there's kind of knowing what you know, kind of going there. Is that somewhat...
If you see that the mind is
doing
the more we know, whatever we know about how the mind works is good, because it will feed into our understanding.
It's kind of fun.
Recognize
wisdom.
Yeah, there's a huge difference between knowing and not knowing.
Yeah, at first it's fun. And it's good to have that fun element, he says, because that keeps us going, keeps us being aware.
Sometimes it's scary too.
Yeah, as our wisdom grows, as the understanding grows. What will the mind understand? We can't sort of know ahead, but it will choose to understand.
When we practice, there might
be joy, wisdom, tranquility. Whatever arises, that's fine.
Is it possible during meditation that our thinking mind is completely blank?
Maybe some the gross thoughts, very gross, like sort of stuff that just goes through the mind but not very important, that sort of thoughts might stop. But very subtle layer, you know, your mind is always telling you what to do and how to do and all. This subtle thinking, our ideas, our beliefs, all these steps never stop.
Yeah, because just like you're in meditation. One very
idea
big example is the idea of self. That is a very, very subtle thought that the mind holds and believes, but we don't see it. It's very quiet, but very strong. It's not very loud. But sometimes this sense of I, it speaks up, right? Sometimes it will speak up, it will say, that's mine, or she's in my way. Then you see how the mind is identified with it. Sometimes it's very loud.
My God!
Like how sometimes you're doing a tough task of a situation, I try to change an object, but still, the object will not come, but it's still very, seem very serene, very calm.
That is the object also. The serene and the calm is the mind. The mind is serene, the mind is calm. And then there are other subtle objects, but you continue to be aware and then you will see the subtle objects. The awareness stronger.
Do you process and you see it? You only have experience, no? Do you see it? It's a circular line. It's a sentence line. It's a sum of the like the chain. The sentence is a pit.
So Seattle says, gives an example. This yogi experienced this just to show how the mind thinks at a very subtle level. So this yogi felt the mind was going to think. And when she saw that the mind was going to think, it stopped. So the mind didn't continue to speak, didn't say the words out loud.
Sanya is not finished.
Not
beginning
stop.
Of my mind.
Not
stop like this.
But when she knew it and the mind didn't speak, but she also knew that she already knew what the mind was going to say. So at a subtle level, that thought is already finished. The mind has finished thinking. But now, at a gross level, the mind is repeating the thought to ourselves so that we can hear it. You know?
I level up,
so most of us only know this very loud thinking, the one that comes to the fore of our mind. But all the subtle stuff, which is always happening anyway, we don't see.
With
the
more skill,
yes,
you
can
see. More understanding.
Yes.
This level, that
level is not awareness anymore. Wisdom understands it's there. Wisdom understands what it's saying. It's not that you, with awareness, follow it. Not like that. It's wisdom.
So it's higher than awareness?
It's wisdom and awareness, yeah.
Higher
wisdom
awareness, strong awareness, mean is...
With wisdom.
Awareness with the wisdom.
Wisdom, oh, okay.
All right. Beginning is awareness leading. Understanding is follow-up.
Yeah.
Because he's not understanding, he's learning. Small understanding coming.
Yeah.
And next time, then awareness and wisdom slowly go together.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Then
you.
We call this awareness is strong.
Yeah.
Clear and detailing.
Yeah. Only wisdom helps us to see clearly with in detail.
Yes?
Right. So I think now I understand, because I just follow up what we just talked about thoughts. Yes, I did have, you know, sometimes I realize some thoughts that I don't like when that just began. Just like very short, even I start coming, even though they haven't formed yet, and I stopped right away. And I thought that was wisdom. I thought that because I realized that if I let that thought continue, I will suffer, because I experienced suffering before.
Mm-hmm.
But then another time, the thought came, but then awareness came over, and then the thought, it wasn't stopping, it was just by itself, it's just fading. So there's a difference between the first one is aversion, right? And the second one is more like understanding.
Your example is not so clear.
So,
the first one, you saw the thought and it stopped.
Right.
Why the thought stopped?
Because I think I realized that the mind could see right away that if that thought continued, there would be suffering. That would be wisdom. Is that aversion? That's not aversion, right? Because I feel like there was a movement of me stopping it.
To what like? You like that, look, to Kanzar. You have to check yourself. He says, if you stop the thought because you don't want it to continue, it's
aversion.
But if you understand that it's unhelpful for it to continue and that's why it stops, that's wisdom.
Why is that when I experience is very clear, but why is it that I have trouble formulating it, expressing it? Is that because the experience isn't clear enough? It was clear at that time to me, but when I wanted to express it, describe it, I really have trouble expressing it. The skill of understanding how to express something clearly and precisely or concisely or whatever. That's also a skill. Some people are good at communicating, some people are not good at communicating. You will know your experience. Some people, he says, spend their whole life telling other people how they feel.
And he says, so they are very skillful at explaining how they feel and how they experience things. What we are used to doing. If we do this, then we become skillful at it. But there are people who don't express. You know, they just keep things to themselves. They don't really express much. And then when you ask them to, then they find it difficult to explain their experience because they're not used to telling other people what they're experiencing.
But
the ability to express it is not critical. The critical thing is that you know your own experience clearly. Yeah. It's a problem if you don't know your experience clearly.
That's a problem.
Because then the problem, if it's not seen and understood clearly, it starts to grow. Yeah.
So I will give you something what I feel. So I'm not very clear, but I'm just going to say. So when I start my meditation, and they tell me to observe the breath and other sense organs and all that, I mean senses, five senses, and I can do it for hardly few microseconds or something like that, and it immediately goes to the sixth sense, which is mind, and it starts picking up the experiences, what you have done before and all that stuff, and some are good experiences, some are experiences with defilement, I mean all are with the defilement. So my idea is now that so my mind is roaming to my past and future. So I think that's not right. But then I'm thinking, as Shyada says, that you should be more mindful. So let the thought continue. So thought continue in the sense that situation, how I was with defilement and all that stuff. So my mind starts analyzing it. With awareness, mind starts analyzing it. And it says, okay, so this part is a defilement, and this part was a craving and like good or bad or something like that. But it does not come to other five senses of listening and other whatever it is, you know, like especially in meditation, you are not having eyes open. But remaining four senses, it doesn't like to stay there, rather it goes into thinking like that. So is it right or wrong or what?
Tua kanako ayo yura chaja se ka mne u de atwe de opa atwe de myai phit la de de ho tu di a thu mu chaung sin sa da ba da kilita da alo ne
mota
da ma dri shi de de tu lou ne ma ti de de da ma di tacha ayo ni shi yak ko ma yak ko de di sait lou ne da yi
to tu a chin ba
because of habit, your mind's habit.
I want to say an example of my thinking, how thinking works, for example. So I tried to stream it, say, remain at the sense level. So my mind immediately goes into thinking. So let's say, so I felt an itching over here, itching, which I do not like. So I said, okay, I have a defilement of etching thinking. You know, I mean, I want to etch it. My mind is in the raga direction of etching, I mean,
scratching
it. But then again, when I scratch it, it is again a sense perception, that's right?
Yeah.
So one I like, one I don't like.
Okay.
So why do I get involved, whether I get an etching sensation, so let me etch it. And why should I etch it, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
So like that kind of analysis, it goes like that, continuous.
No
deal. Pita. Oh, tu pak yar eh macai, tak kuasa mesti deh. Kau like deh cai deh, ti deh. Biro, eh, macam tak senjara. Eh, lo batu le, cai lah macai lah batu le. Bahaya lu tu aku dah le. Eh, lu muda deh. Yang ti lah, ti wabi.
Ti bo, bo ya. Yang ni deh, yang ni dulu. Tu pak, yang ni lagi lu wabi deh. Tu pak, ti bo macam ni deh. Eh, pernah macam aku nak deh. Ti dah, yang ni lu.
Yeah.
Lama, oh, tapi tu dah, tapi belum. Yang ni sudah kena sorat. Ti dah, saya sah ni macam tu.
Now you have a little bit of knowing of what's happening and then a lot of analyzing of what you have known. So Sierra says, so it causes the mind to do a lot of thinking about what it is knowing and not just knowing itself. So Sanus is, it's better if you don't analyze. It'll take time to slow it down, but don't, because your mind already knows how to think and analyze and figure things out. He says, leave that aside for a while. You need to develop the other side, which is just knowing the experience as it unfolds. There is itching, the mind doesn't like it, scratching, liking, just knowing that. And just without analyzing it, you just see the process. Seattle says, if you do a lot of knowing, just knowing, because of your mind's natural ability to think, when it knows enough, that ability to think will come in, and with the experience that is grown, and it will match, and then insight can arise. But do less of the thinking now. Do more. So now, if you still doing both, but then Seattle says the mind doesn't settle. You know, so you need to settle the mind, and the mind settles when we have the, an unbiased attitude, and we are aware or we know continuously.
Oh, the dana penya chayam.
Yeah. So there is So in the five faculties, you know, there's awareness, and then there's samadhi and effort, and then there's sadda and panya. So you have a lot of panya, so the mind can think about things, but you need faith. You need to have trust that the process will work. So when you trust, you allow the mind not to think and just be with the moment without thinking about it to see what might become, what might be understood. Yeah, so we need trust.
But still, the remaining five sense door, it doesn't want to stay there. It wants to stay with thinking only.
Mm.
So what do I do about that?
Because you want to think. So you need
to
catch the wanting. You need to watch the wanting.
Okay, aku mami buat.
So there is a strong craving to think. So that's the, so you need to balance it with the trust that if you let the thinking go, things will still be understood. And then watch that wanting.
So should I deliberately stop thinking and start paying attention to breathing?
No, don't try to stop. Now,
you deliberately watch the wanting to think. You can see the mind wants to think. Don't go to the thought. Just keep watching that desire to think. That desire is very strong energy. Watch that energy.
But what happens when I think, the understanding happens and you feel satisfied?
This is because the greed of the mind to do that.
The understanding of the logic, experiential understanding will be deep.
Yeah, but he repeats, and I think we said that day, that what we understand from thinking is nothing compared to what we understand from just knowing. And when that understanding comes, when that insight comes, it's nothing you could have ever imagined or thought about. The understanding that comes from thinking about things is very small understanding. It's intellectual still. It's not experiential. Although it's a type of understanding, it's a type of wisdom. It's not a strong
insight.
Yeah, but we want to get to that deeper wisdom.
Good. Okay.
Is it correct that we can have awareness but without really meditating?
If there's momentum.
Practice without practice. Because of the mind become momentum, right?
Mm-hmm.
So personal effort no need. The natural effort already there. That time you are not meditating. Meditating is happening. Yeah,
of course.
Beginner, Can never get it.
You cannot just get it. It doesn't happen by itself. You have to put in a lot of effort to get there.
Beginner, no way to get happening.
But I mean, because when I went to the store with my wife, she do a shopping.
Mm-hmm.
I just sat there, and all of a sudden, this awareness, like breathing,
mm-hmm.
the 5 cents,
yeah.
the sight,
yeah.
the hearing,
yeah.
cannot be aware, but just like the other day we discussed,
yeah.
I hear, but I don't really listen.
Right. Tu memang aku zepo lah tu time ni lor, ni ni lor, yo pergi.
Tadi
buat
lah.
Because you have practiced so many years already, right? This habit come in. Yeah.
So it's not unusual.
No.
Da dua ni 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 time. Da jauh kena dua ni 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 time. Man time dia atau dia dua ni aja lo pergi lah.
Yeah.
Kalau ni 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 tu tadi jauh.
Yeah. So Sierra says for people who do a lot of, like sitting meditation or being quiet and meditation, and people like that, if they are quiet and not
nothing
doing anything,
to do,
awareness will come back because that's their habit. That's how they most practice awareness. But those who practice awareness most when they are moving, then when they start moving, the awareness comes in.
Yeah, because for me in the gym.
Yeah.
I do all the
exercise
thing.
Yeah.
I
don't
hear
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
awareness.
Yeah,
and also.
Yeah.
If
a yogi is always mindful when they speak, or always try to be mindful when they speak, then it becomes their habit. When they speak, mindfulness immediately comes.
He
says that there was a doctor and he saw how doctors wash their hands after every patient, and so he suggested maybe the doctor should be mindful every time he washes his hand. And then after a long while, the doctor came and told him, now it's become a habit. So he might not be mindful, but when he starts washing his hand, mindfulness comes in. Another yogi reported it, becoming mindful every time they go to the toilet. The moment they get to the toilet and start opening the door, the mindfulness comes back, even if they were not mindful before, because they've made it their habit.
This is the
conditioning of the mind.
Yes, just like the mind, very obviously, not your mind. Okay.
Just to clarify something Siala said before. So awareness leads, understanding follows, so it's sort of next in line.
Mm-hmm.
And once those two are in line, then wisdom can join the party.
Which two are in line?
So awareness is leading,
mm-hmm.
and then understanding is following
yes.
the awareness.
Understanding is wisdom.
And then wisdom joins? Or is understanding and wisdom one thing?
Understanding and wisdom are the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Understanding, wisdom, to do what you're, to do what.
Yeah, the same. Understanding, wisdom, intelligence, clever, all same.
Right view, right thought, right attitude, all the same.
Yeah. yeah. All that is, yeah. Same, same.
When is that aware of knowing? I have a habit of having one anger, like when I sit, follow writing and following, walk, walking movement. So when the awareness is strong. The knowing mind, knowing a lot of other things, but sometimes completely lost everything. I don't even know the anger.
Mm.
But sometimes I still aware of the anger, but I lost in thought. Like just now, when Sayadaw saying something, and I still knowing the sensation of the abdomen movement and the heaviness I'm sitting, but I laugh, and then I realize, oh. I was not really that I was laughing until a moment, then I come back. So
okay.
It seemed like
your
one
example
time
and your beginning statement don't match. So you said that you are aware of your anchor and you're lost in thought. Then the example you gave is you are aware of the, this thing, and then when you laugh, you realize that you weren't aware, but that's not lost
no.
in thought.
No, it's three things. Like one time that I know the anchor and I know thinking.
Okay.
Right? And know everything going along with that.
Okay. That's not lost in thought.
No, that's I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Another time that I'm totally lost in thought. I don't even know the anchor.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a time
uh-huh.
in between
uh-huh.
that I still know the anchor.
Yes.
But I lost in thought. Is that
mm-hmm.
thought? That's a thought.
That they actually nearby.
You are not, then you are using the wrong word. You are not lost
yeah,
in thought.
You are not lost in thought.
You are using the wrong
word. Because you are aware of anger.
Yeah.
So why do you say lost in thought? I don't understand.
You cannot say lost in thought if you are aware. You cannot call that experience lost in thought. You have
maybe
to find a different
way to
describe it.
You know that you are in there, you are thinking, intentionally thinking. You can say that intentionally thinking, but you're aware of the anger. Also, you are just know the intentionally thinking.
I see you might think, well, after a while, then, oh, I was thinking.
That's how I feel.
That time you're not aware of the anger also.
At the beginning. I know the
beginning.
Anger. Yes.
Then you are not aware that, then we can call lost in thought.
When
you're
you
not
stop
aware of the anger.
Being aware of the anger, then you are lost in thought.
Lost in thought means it's totally not aware. That meaning is totally not aware.
So
wondering
maybe
mind, this
too
means
fast,
the mind.
I don't
maybe
think.
Too fast,
I don't
right?
see that. Like when I start to laugh, I don't see that laughing until, oh, okay.
Lost
in
thought
means
you wake up. That time you wake up. You're aware that, oh, I'm lost in thought. That time awareness comes back.
You're not seeing the whole series clearly. You're thinking back and thinking. It's not that you saw awareness and what's happening, and then when you realize, you're not seeing it clearly, so you're making some guesses about it. Sarah says, maybe your awareness of your rising falling is very faint. You have a little awareness of rising falling, and then the thinking is becoming more. And then so because the awareness is very faint and there's a lot of thinking, and at some point the awareness comes back strongly, so you're like, oh, I was thinking, but there's some faint awareness, but may be thinking that you are aware of rising falling. Maybe it's a weak awareness and then the awareness came back strongly.
Because there's sometimes see the anchor, see the thinking, the mind thinking.
That's no problem.
Yeah. So and then
Some people know the anchor and never recognize that they are thinking. That happens. For people who focus too much, thinking is happening and they don't know.
Isn't that a lot of with awareness?
Hmm?
We come with wisdom, so therefore we can think clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And there's wisdom.
Yeah, with practice with a lot of awareness.
Yeah.
Then we acquire wisdom. So does it mean like we can think clearly?
If you have a wisdom, whatever you do, too.
It's not so much acquire, but you know, when there is wisdom.
Wisdom is there, whatever you do. Wisdom is think. Not you choose this, but wisdom is choose, right? You need to think.
She little says that la she to be your young ya tara you salum yang yan she because wisdom sometimes wisdom is there and sometimes wisdom is not there. So when wisdom is there, you can think clearly. Yeah.
Naturally this not you.
No,
wisdom
yeah,
think clearly.
Yeah. Not me.
We can say wisdom think clearly.
Yeah.
That's all my little project. What else? Some meaning.
You must say Dr. Owens.
Make them young.
Oh, was it a sponsor letter? I told you.
Yes.
When I look at the five faculties and faith and wisdom, I see that I have a lot more faith sometimes. And their mindfulness and awareness isn't continuous. There's a lot of times when there's a realization, oh, there wasn't awareness, but my mind seems to be calm about it. My mind seems to be have a lot of faith that the wisdom will come in the right time, that I don't need to.
Yeah.
I don't need to be precisely always mindful all the time. So it gives me a lot of room to be kind of human.
Yeah.
Not to be... To be perfect is really
wow,
something.
Wow, wow.
Yeah.
So, I...
ตัวตัวเนี่ยเนี่ยตะดาตัวตะดาอาก้าวเนี่ยตัวตะดิอเมนสัสสั่นเนี่ยหมดป่าวเว้ยだแม้ตะดิโลโลมันติไลตู้สึกอ่ะยังเอเสเว้ยแหละบาลูซะตู้สึกมาตะดาก้าวเนี่ยตะดิท้าနေมั้ยซวยเพอร์เฟคมาผิดหนอยังก็ผิดมาเว้ยตู้เฉิ่งใจตัวดีตะดาเออเหรอแหละโหเพอร์เฟคผิดอ่ะยังโดขัดหยอดเด้แหละ
That's
right. He says there's more freedom. There's no.
The cool have your desire. The cool your desire. Any mammy are so early. Ma,
did
it? Any ngaba? Did it? Tamari buya desa mnyah. Pura ketanam.
แต่ดิอย่างอากองจันทร์นี่หาได้ไล่ตมาดิอย่างอากองจันทร์นี่เลี้ยงหัวไล่ไล่เวสทาอากองเองเลยแล้วเลี้ยงหัวไล่อ่ะตุลุเนี่ยบาลานซ์มันอย่าตมาดิเนี่ยวิริยะมันไม่อยากสู้ราก็มาลุกมาแล้วมาแล้วมานะสวยไล่มานะสวยอกลงฟอลโลว์ไล่แต่ดาเดตอากองอกลงไล่เลยญาณอย่างอากองอกลงไล่อ่ะตัวอากองเป็ดตนาหมดอ่ะงาซินาอูเลยถ้ากูตัวเสียทีอากองบ่ผิด
Yeah.
Sierra says there's something he's thought of before, and this is the first time I've heard him say this. The five faculties. We're so used to thinking about the five faculties being in balance. But Sierra says if the five faculties are pure qualities, they are wholesome qualities, right? Then he says there's never anything wrong with a wholesome quality being stronger than the others. So if your awareness is pure and it's stronger than the rest, he says, they will balance up to the awareness. If there's right samadhi and the right samadhi is much stronger than the rest will balance up to it.
Mm-hmm.
If there's faith, even better, he said, right faith and the rest will follow. Wisdom is the strongest, of course. If there's right wisdom, all the faculties will balance up to it. And right effort, of course. If there's right effort, everything will balance up to it.
Mm-hmm.
Sierra says, so any excess of any of the faculties, if it's pure, mm-hmm. is no problem because everything will balance up to it. Sierra says, the only time that we can say it's out of balance really is when it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That the awareness is not pure. The samadhi is wrong samadhi. The effort is wrong effort. The wisdom is not there.
Mm-hmm.
The faith is not there. When they are lacking, they're besieged by doubt and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That gets in the way.
Adivini leba ma. Sanna say that we as we manda. Ikam takuku akon ma phit nai na ma shi u pyo da.
Yeah.
Da lo ma ku do phit nai lo.
Tu
akon mi do ma phit nai na ma phit lo phit u phit na.
Yeah. The wholesome qualities, Sierra says, that if any of the wholesome qualities are really strong, and in particular the four powers, you know, the four idipadas, is that the four balas or the four powers?
Sanna, Siddha, Uriya, Vimamsa.
Chanda, Chitta,
Virya,
and Vimamsa.
Mm-hmm.
So Chanda is, of course, aspiration. Chitta is
when you put
your mind to something, will. Then
Uriya
is of course right effort. And
then effort and
Vimamsa is wisdom. And it's said by the Buddha that these four powers, they are so great that if any one of them is developed to its peak that nothing is impossible. Everything can be accomplished. So if it's a wholesome quality, if it's really wholesome, that means it's wise, it's right, it's skillful, Seattle says everything will follow. We just have to keep doing it so long as it's right. There's stories of people in the Buddha's time who became enlightened just through faith.
Another way.
Because of strong faith, like Anattapindika.
The Thili, rich man, another way, he's very straight faith, strong faith. Because of faith, then life may come.
In terms of faith and wisdom, I can also see within the faith, when there's a loss of continuity, the mind will just pick up and say, that's okay, just keep going.
Because of faith. It's
a bit of wisdom
come,
in
right?
there too.
Yeah, there's a bit of wisdom.
Yeah.
So the wisdom has balanced up to the faith.
Yeah, it's okay.
So the defilements can't come in because the faith is strong.
Come.
And then wisdom can be there. So it's always,
So
good faith and no aversion to losing awareness because there's such great faith. Yeah.
I've noticed there's a lack of aversion or a lack of fear, like, I'm doing something wrong. It's more like, okay, it's all right, just keep going.
Yeah.
Then the other thing, when the mind is like that, it picks up more subtle hindrances. And I notice the mind gets delight at seeing the subtleties of holding on or, resistance or like, trying to make an eye out of something.
Yeah.
So there's some uplifting that goes on when the mind sees the subtleties that are in the mind of the defilements.
Kile ta mi ara ra ma dilo sik ka dada shi ro ho tin mwe ra po myin ne re lut ta a yin ma chi ro tin mwe ra po myin ne tin mwe ra myin no kile ta so yin naw ma sik ka ho pyo de lo ba pi chi lo ba ho
sik ko tin myin tin di lo. Years ago. But now it's more like, there it is.
So it means that the wholesome is getting stronger
to see
in the mind.
Wisdom
is stronger, faith is stronger, practice is stronger.
But sometimes
it's still like, oh my god.
Oh my god.
I wish there was a
god. I wish there was a god. Just
bless me. Make everything all
right. Oh my goodness.